stand over here so that we can take pictures. The whole purpose is to, I know there's not a lot of people, but the whole purpose is to do what is right, do what is needed in a manner that is effective as much as possible, you know what I'm saying? So if you could all stand in the middle together so that when we take pictures and post them online, it at least looks like a small-sized crowd. If you're all standing to the left or the right, it looks like there's nobody here, okay? So if you just move to the middle and stand together, and the sisters too, if you could move to the middle and stand together next to the brothers, thank you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتى على الإنسان خير من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاش نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسلا وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نصرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا محريرا صدق الله العلي العظيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to condemn a criminal entity whose criminality has been exposed for the whole world to see. An entity whose crimes against humanity and whose facade of humaneness has been ripped off its face so that everybody, whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim, so everybody, whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim, black or white, African or Asian, it doesn't really matter. The criminality and the sheer bloodthirstiness of this regime has been exposed for everybody to see. And the people who have ripped this mask of humanity off this bloodthirsty criminal regime's face are the brave Mujahideen of Gaza. They are the ones who are responsible for taking this mask of humanity, civility, logic, historical revisionism. They have ripped this mask off the face of these bloodthirsty animals in the guise of human beings and exposed them to the world for what they are, animals. The definition of an animal is one who does not have a soul, and people who have sold their soul for the sake of nationalism or a small piece of land are worse than animals. Brothers and sisters, there's not much to say here. The history of Israel and Zionism is so obvious, so apparent, and so clear that it is really a testament, unfortunately, to us in our lack of, what can I say? In America especially, we live in a land that is responsible for the sustenance of Zionism, both materially and ideologically. And it is a testament to our lack of action, our inaction. And it is a testament to the things that we have not done that were incumbent upon us, that today, in this country, the only country in the world where Zionism is given any sort of credibility. If you go anywhere else in the world, brothers and sisters, whether it be Europe or it be Asia or anywhere else, Zionism has been exposed for what it is. Having said that, all is not darkness and all is not lost. Zionism is being exposed slowly but surely in America too. And inshallah, we will participate in this exposure of Zionism. The one thing that has to be emphasized, brothers and sisters, is that this is not an issue of Jews or Muslims. This is not an issue of one religion against another religion. This is not an issue of one group of people against another group of people. This is an issue of humanity. And this is an issue of what is right and what is wrong. And this is an issue of the blood of innocence that is being spilt in the name of humanity. The most prominent people, dissidents if you will, the most outspoken people against Zionism in this country are Jews. Norman Finkelstein, Noam Chomsky, and people like Richard Falk, the professor at Princeton University, who is a rapporteur at the UN for Palestine, and other people such as John Mersheimer and Stephen M. Walt at Harvard and Chicago universities, brave people like this congresswoman from Georgia, I forget her name, who lost her seat because she spoke out against Israel on the House, on the floor of the Congress. There is a movement building, brothers and sisters, within America to free America from the grip of Zionism. Because the truth be told, Zionism is just as much a threat to American national security as it is to Islam. And I will attempt very briefly, very fast, to explain these two statements with a bit of historical context and a little bit of facts, if you will. As far as Zionist history and the creation of the Zionist state, it is a joke and we would laugh at it if it weren't so tragic in the crimes that it has committed in the attempts to cover up its murderous historical legacy. In fact, brothers and sisters, Zionism and the history of Zionism and the claim that it has anything to do with Judaism and the claim that it has anything to do with humanity or civil rights or freedom is such a joke and so indefensible that even Israeli historians have given up the attempt to cover up the history of Israel. From about 1948, the War of Independence, so-called, until about the mid-1980s, there was a very concerted and systematic attempt to portray the state of Israel as a defenseless, victimized state of a people who wanted nothing else but to carve out a little sliver of land for themselves so they could live in peace after having been oppressed for such a long time. This was their narrative, right? This is the thing that they told us. This is what they wanted us to believe. And they would say, well, we're just a peaceful people. We're Jews, you know? We've been oppressed in Russia. We've been oppressed in Europe. Hitler killed us. All we want is this little piece of land in this little innocuous part of the world where Palestinians didn't even live. And we just want to live in peace. And these barbaric Arabs and these Muslims who follow this religion of war called Islam, they won't leave us in peace. What are we supposed to do? We're just defending ourselves. Brothers and sisters, this narrative is so pathetic and so weak and so laughable and so pathetic that even in America, where they have a grip that is so strong that really you have to give them credit for what they've done in America. They've worked hard, brothers and sisters. It's not easy to spread and uphold a lie such as Israel. It is such an obvious lie. You have to give credit where credit is due, and you have to accept that they have worked hard for batil. They have worked hard for falsehood. If we had worked 1/20th of what they worked, if we had worked 1/100th of what they have to defend truth, brothers and sisters, the Zionist state would not exist today. And this is not an emotional statement, as I will prove to you conclusively that the state of Israel is on its last legs. Its days are numbered. It is going to end, and it is going to end very soon. And I will prove this to you conclusively. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
There is a brothers and sisters, you'll have to bear with me just for about 5 minutes while I give you a quick context, right? We don't want to do protests where we stand here and just yell and go home, right? We want to give some context to people who aren't as educated as us, so when they come to our protests, they understand that we have a context, and we're speaking in a contextual, historical context that has some legitimacy to it, because the American people are so ignorant that really you feel sorry for them. They are so ignorant, but we have to take the blame for that. So, really fast, we don't have much time, I know, but really fast, Ilan Pappe, or Ilan Papp, and Benny Morris are two prominent Israeli historians that have recently written exposés on the history of Israel. Now keep in mind, these are Israelis living in Israel. These are Israelis who support Israel, and they are prominent Israeli historians and commentators, very prominent. They have written books and exposés on the state of Israel. They basically said, look, what we've been saying for the past 20 years is a load of BS. It's wrong. It's revisionistic history, and we admit it. It's wrong. And in fact, there is a movement within Israel, within Israeli historians, called the New History Movement. And what this New History Movement basically means is that it says, look, for the past 15 years, all this really, for lack of a better term, BS that we've been trying to spew around the world, and we've been roundly defeated, we admit that we were wrong. We admit that this was revisionistic history, and here's the truth. The truth is that the state of Israel was created by the eradication of 500 Arab villages. The state of Israel was created by the creation of 3 million refugees. The state of Israel was created on the backs of 4,000 dead. 4,000 within 33 days, 4,000 dead civilians within 33 days in the 2006 war in Lebanon. 250 killed within an hour, brothers and sisters. 250 people killed within an hour in Gaza. May Allah bless the Mujahideen of Gaza. May Allah bless Hamas. We are not afraid to say this. We are prepared to defend this at any place, any time. You can debate us. We are ready. We are prepared to defend Hamas as a legitimate resistance organization. Of course, we are US citizens, and because the US Congress has passed laws that prohibits material support to terrorist organizations, we will never do anything to break US laws, and that is because we are loyal US citizens. However, it is not against US law to say the truth, brothers and sisters. For God's sake, we have to stop being afraid to say the truth. Haq. We have to say haq for the sake of Allah, inshallah. So, as I was saying, these historians have basically admitted that the creation of the state of Israel, it was a travesty. Ben Gurion, the prime minister of Israel, may the curse of Allah be upon him, he very clearly said that we knew before the creation of the state of Israel that it would mean the eviction of Palestinians, indigenous brothers and sisters Palestinians. This is a very important word, indigenous, native to that land. They were there before the Jews came. Forget the Jews. They were there before the Jews arrived with Prophet Moses. Who did Prophet Moses fight when he arrived there? Tell me. Who did he fight? Was it a vacant land? So these historians have admitted that the state of Israel is an illegitimate, bastard state of the colonial powers. Israel is a bastard child of Great Britain and other colonial powers, on the backs of Protestant evangelical Christians such as Balfour. These people were driven, Lord Balfour, they were driven by a religious fervor that they thought that the coming of Jesus, peace be upon him, would be hastened by the creation of the State of Israel. Brothers and sisters, one question for you. Does Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, if he were here today, would he defend this illegitimate bastard state of the colonial powers? Would he?
No.
Would he?
No.
Okay, he would not. So, we know and you know, everybody knows, that the State of Israel is an illegitimate state. Israeli historians have clearly admitted this. The material is out there. All you have to do is go and read. The reason I said all of this is because we are standing in Dallas, Texas, the Bible Belt, okay? People here are ignorant, brothers and sisters. They're not bad people. We've lived here, okay? We are treated very well here. People are nice. These are not bad people, brothers and sisters. Don't blame them. Blame yourself. Blame the Muslims who are not here today. Blame the Muslims who are sitting in their homes watching NFL. Blame them for what is happening in America today. It is our responsibility to speak out. It is our responsibility to say the truth. It is our responsibility to tell these people that, hey, it's not a complex issue. Israel is not a democracy. Israel is not a rightful state. The coming of Jesus will not be hastened by the creation of the State of Israel. Rabbi Weiss and other rabbis throughout America, many Jews like Norman Finkelstein. Brothers and sisters, look at this. Norman Finkelstein lost his job. He's a Jew. He lost his job. He lost his career. He was a professor. He was a protege of Noam Chomsky, okay? He lost everything he had, and yet he didn't back off from Huck. Just recently, he was in Lebanon giving an interview on Manar, supporting Hezbollah. He wrote an article supporting Hezbollah, supporting the resistance movements. What is wrong with us? What are we so afraid of? Well, what are we afraid of? That we're going to get kicked out of this country? That we're going to get jailed? Brothers, is that what we're afraid of? We're Muslims? We depend on Allah? We are the Muslims of Prophet Muhammad? Huh? In Gaza, they had to eat grass, brothers and sisters. Allahu Akbar. In Gaza, they had to eat grass. The Israelis, may the curse of Allah be upon them. They had a hudna. For the second half of that hudna, they killed 28 Palestinians. Part of the agreement between Hamas and the illegitimate bastard child of Israel was that we will keep the checkpoints open. We will allow food in. We will allow medicines in. For the second half of that, brothers and sisters, listen to me carefully. They let enough food in so that children were malnourished. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine this for an instance. Just imagine. If your child has enough food not to die, but is still starving. These Zionists, they are so evil. And they are so, what's the word that I'm looking for? They're so PR, public relations savvy, that they are so, may the curse of Allah be upon them. May Allah hasten their demise. They are such. We are the followers of the Prophet of Allah, and he had the best ikhlaq of all the creation of Allah. So we will not use bad words against these people, because that is not what our Prophet has taught us. But may the curse of Allah be upon them.
Damn.
They would let enough just food, enough food, so that your baby was always hungry but never starving. Allahu Akbar. If you have a child, imagine that child weeping constantly because of hunger. And then imagine the helplessness as a father you must feel when you are unable to feed that child. And this is just the surface. This is just the surface. Brothers and sisters, the State of Israel is an illegitimate organization, state. It is a bastard child of the colonial powers. Its demise is near.
Inshallah.
I know I'm all over the place, I apologize, but really fast, let me tell you why its demise is near. The State of Israel is on its last legs, brothers and sisters. And the beginning of the end of the State of Israel was the summer of 2006 in Lebanon. And I am not saying this. The Israelis are saying this. Listen to me carefully. The former Speaker of the Israeli Parliament, okay? the former speaker of the Israeli parliament. Now, before I go any further, in any country that has any kind of democracy, the speaker of the parliament of that country has high security clearance, and that person is always counted as a high-level official, right? For example, the speaker of Nancy Pelosi, she has high-level security clearance. She's a high-level American official. Agha Larijani in Iran, he is a high-level official. He has high-level security clearance. The leader of the majority in Great Britain, he's a high-level official, has high-level clearance. So keep in mind who I'm talking about. Avraham Berg, the former speaker of the Israeli parliament, in an interview to AFP. Who? AFP. AFP is the Associated Press's France, basically the Associated Press of France, one of the most legitimate news organizations in the world, widely recognized. He gave an interview. This is what he said. He said, Israel is a Nazi ghetto. Allahu Akbar. He said, Israel is a Nazi ghetto, and its days are numbered, and it is destined to explode. Don't believe Sayyid Nasrullah. May Allah protect him. Don't believe Imam Mughniya, Hafizullah alayhi. Don't believe Ismail Haniya. We'll say it, I will say it 100 times. We support Hezbollah, we support Hamas, we will not violate any laws in this country, we will not give them material support, but we will support every legitimate resistance organization, Muslim or non-Muslim, Jewish or Muslim, Christian or Muslim, anybody who is fighting to defend their God-given right to freedom and liberty, we support them morally and in principle. So this is the former speaker of the Israeli parliament who said that Israel is a Nazi ghetto and its days are numbered. In the Pentagon has done an extensive study. Condoleezza Rice, may the curse of Allah be upon this woman, and others within the Pentagon and State Department, they have conducted an extensive study in which they analyzed the 2006 war. And listen to what they said. You don't need to go to Sayyid Nasrullah. Listen to what they said. They said that we must prepare for another contingency in warfare. And that contingency is that the enemy forces, though outnumbered, may resort to conventional warfare instead of guerrilla tactics. What that means is that Hezbollah did not wage in 2006 guerrilla, in other words, they did not shoot and run. They waged conventional warfare, brothers, according to the Pentagon, and they defeated this pathetic, pathetic entity because it is morally bankrupt, it is spiritually bankrupt, it is bankrupt in every way. It is shaking, it is on its last legs. All you have to do, all I have to do is open our mouths and say the truth, just push it a little further, and this country, this so-called country, will come to an end very, very soon. To wrap up my speech, I just want to ask questions of a few around the world. I want to know, where are the Arab leaders? Where are the Arab leaders? Husni Mubarak, may your mother cry in shame. All you Arab leaders, may the curse of Allah be upon you. The brave people of Gaza have proven that you are munafiqeen. Brothers, I'm not a religious scholar. I don't know Arabic, I know nothing about the Quran. But one thing I do know is that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says that when He wants to expose the munafiqeen, He does it by way of war. Right? Is that correct? These munafiqeen and these hypocrites have been exposed by the brave mujahideen of Gaza. They have been exposed for who they are. I'm not talking about the Arab people. The Arab people are brave, the Arab people are strong, and the mujahideen of Gaza have made us proud. They have made all Arabs proud, non-Arabs proud, Muslims proud, non-Muslims proud. They have shown that we will not bend in the face of tyranny, we will not bend in the face of threats to our lives and property and livelihood. And I am making a prediction, Israel won't be able to do a damn about Hamas. Hamas will be here today, Hamas will be here from 100 years from now. The only entity, political entity, that is going to disappear from the face of the earth is Israel, inshallah. So our question, brothers and sisters, as we stand here today is, where are the Arab leaders? Where are you? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Our question is, Bush, may the curse of Allah be upon you. Every plan that you ever had has failed, and you have been, by Muntahadar al-Zaydi, may the blessing of Allah be upon this mujahid who threw that shoe at this pathetic, despicable former alcoholic who likes to call himself a president. He humiliated this pathetic human being. Bush, you are going to spend the rest of your days in Crawford or wherever the hell you're going, and you're going to be moping around because you don't have a legacy. I have a little piece of information for you, Bush. Forget your legacy. You don't even have any afterlife. You are a pathetic human being without any kind of soul. And brothers and sisters, those that say that, well, hey, look what America did in Iraq. At least they had the freedom to throw a shoe. Others, under Saddam, they didn't even have a freedom to throw a shoe. To those people, I say you are pathetic. You have been brainwashed. Because if you think that we are so brainwashed and pathetic that we will take 600,000 deaths, brothers and sisters, 600,000 Iraqis were killed, and we will take that so that we can throw one shoe, we don't need that. We don't need 600,000 dead to throw one shoe. And we don't need your occupation to throw a shoe. We can throw a shoe without your occupation, and we can throw a shoe without your deaths and atrocities, and the people of Gaza are proving this. Brothers and sisters, it is the start of the administration of Barack Obama. I'm not gonna say anything bad about him, because everybody loves him, right? He's gonna bring change. God bless him. He hasn't done anything yet, so we have nothing to say. But we have just one thing for him. Barack Obama, if you're listening, perhaps you are, who knows? All we're saying to you is, you promised us change. This is your test. Are you gonna change the way things are done? Are you gonna stand by and let 255 Gazans and God knows how many die? Are you gonna let children starve? Are you gonna let children be orphaned in the name of an illegitimate political entity that holds you hostage because of the political favors you owe it? Barack Obama, if you are a real man, and if you are a true American, now is the time for you to step forward and say enough is enough. Brothers and sisters, the month of Muharram is starting. Muslims all over the world commemorate the death of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. We are here because of him. We are here because he taught us to stand up against tyranny. I want you to say five times after me, Labbaik ya Hussein!
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 Labbaik ya Hussein! Allahu Akbar.
Thank you, brother, sister, for coming here. Now we are going to take a round of this Ferris Park while we are going to chant some slogans, the one which your brother Jamshed said, Labbaik Ya Hussein. And we are going to come like a half a circle, not a full one, because there is no public area on this side. So we are going to start from this. Starting from this side, and then we are going to come on the back of in front of Dallas Morning News, and then we are going to end up with the Dua-e Wahdat, inshallah, and then we are going to end this procession, inshallah. Bismillah.
Labbaik ya Hussein!
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 Zionism is terrorism!
Zionism is terrorism!
Zionism is terrorism!
Zionism is terrorism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Down with Zionism.
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 asked me to speak a few words on freedom of speech. What can I say? We need to practice and do this, right? That's all we have to do. We just have to say the truth. And brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi that if only you had feared Allah like you fear poverty. We just need to take the fear out of our heart. We're not doing anything wrong. We are peace-loving. We are the victims of terrorism. We are not the perpetrators of terrorism. And if I mean, all I've done is read a little bit. You can do the same. And I'm sure most of you have, alhamdulillah. I mean, the fact that you're here tells me that you're the elite, alhamdulillah. And but then your job is to educate others and let them know what is going on. And since I've been given an opportunity, I'd like to elaborate on why Zionism is such a threat to America. The reason Zionism is such a threat to America, brothers and sisters, is because in order to substantiate and in order to sustain its illegitimate existence, the Zionist entity knows very well that it can't do that without American aid, without American support, okay? Everybody knows this. If Israel didn't have American support, it would not be able to last a month, okay? That is the honest to goodness truth. The Israelis themselves admit that. Perhaps not a month, a year, I mean. But the point is, they wouldn't last very long. The question then is, how do they continue to guarantee the influx of American aid? And how they do that, brothers and sisters, is by trying to convince the Americans that the situation in Palestine is a threat to America as well as Israel. And how they do that? Same way they legitimize the existence of Israel. By misinformation. By altering information that is true. In other words, what they'll do is they'll take something that is true and then they'll change it slightly to suit themselves. They'll twist it around. For example, I'll give you a very good example. I mean, even Muslims think this is true. For example, President Ahmadinejad, he said, we're going to wipe Israel off the map, right?
Sure.
Everybody's heard this, right?
Yes.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. What happened is that he said that he was quoting Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, and he said that a spiritual movement will remove Israel from the pages of history. And a German news organization mistranslated it, right? Picked it up, and then the AP ran with it, because the AP gives wires, right? News wires. And the AP ran with it, and then everybody here in America picked it up, and the German news organization that did the mistranslation even issued a retraction. But look what the Zionists did. They took this piece of information and they just ran with it. They ran with it. Well, because we weren't there to stop them. That's all we have to do. We just have to be aware, keep our eyes and ears open, and tell people the truth. The truth is that Iran is no more of a threat to America than Iraq was. And the truth is that Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad are actually opposed to so-called Al-Qaeda. When Alan Johnston was kidnapped in Gaza by a few individuals who claimed to be working... Look, bro, this is interesting, brothers and sisters. They tried their best to link Iran with Al-Qaeda, Hamas with Al-Qaeda. They tried, but they failed because of the leadership of people like Ismail Haniyeh. So we have to keep our eyes and ears open, and we have to tell the people the truth. Just tell them what is true. And in the process, some of us may have to incur some harm. Sure, some of us may get fired. There's a possibility. Some of us may even be deported. Perhaps it's very unlikely. But I mean, isn't that the least we can do? I promise you that if you open your mouth and start telling the truth, no one is going to lose their job and no one is going anywhere. But that's what we imagine, right? That's what we think, right? But let's at least try it. I've been talking like this for years. Nothing's ever happened to me. Okay, I'm small. I mean, but I know Imam Al-Asi, Hafizullah Alayh. I know Imam Abdul Aleem Musa, Hafizullah Alayh. I know Sayyid Abbas Elia. Sayyid Abbas Elia in 1999 sat on a minbar and said, I now wish to address President Bush. He's still here. He's not going, it's not that simple. They're not just going to start deporting people.
We just have to stop being afraid and just speak the truth. And we have to understand that Zionism is a threat to America because it wants to link America with itself so that it can start a war between America and the greater Muslim world. And I know I'm going on and on. And Zionism is a threat to Islam because Zionists know that the thing that keeps Hamas strong is Islam. Zionists know that the reason Hamas is not afraid of death is Rasulullah. Zionists know that the reason Hamas stands up to them, even though they're being killed, is Rasulullah. So what do? They try and attack Rasulullah. They say, let us attack Rasulullah and destroy his personality. Let us attack Quran, because with no Quran, with no Rasul, there's no Hamas. There's no you and me. We're all out drinking and doing whatever. It is because of Rasulullah and the ihsan on us and the debt that we owe to him. May Allah elevate his, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So brothers and sisters, Zionism is a, there was a Dutch parliamentarian who started the movie Fitna, right? He visited the Israeli embassy 40 times. The Dutch intelligence had to arrest him, they got so suspicious. Or this movie in the Midwest, Obsession, have you heard of it? They circulated this movie right before the election in the Midwest called Obsession. Watch that movie. Who's doing this? It's a group called the Clarion Fund. No one knows who they are. So Zionism is a threat to us, our Muslim children. They want to destroy Islam.
Hajbir.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Let us all recite Dua Wahda together, inshallah, and then we are going to end our program here. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah. Ilahan wahidan wa nahnu lahu muslimun. La ilaha illallah. Wa la na'budu illa iya. Mukhlisina lahu al-din. Walau karihal mushrikun. لا إله إلا الله ربنا ورب آبائنا الأولين لا إله إلا الله وحده 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 أنجز وعده ونشر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده فله الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت ويميت ويحيي وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.